Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Hope you're all right. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I was in Oxford. More on this in a minute. Thanks for being so nice to Greg James yesterday. Hope you found him okay. But what did you do to him, please, chappers?
I didn't do anything to him.
Well,
why?
Well, he was late for his early show this morning.
My last contact with him was about 10:30 last night on the text. That was it.
What was he saying?
He was texting me about the cricket.
All right.
What's happened?
No, he was just a bit late for his show this morning, but it's happened to the best of us.
I don't remember. Did it ever happen to you?
A couple of times.
Yeah. Oh.
On that time of day, sometimes you are a little bit late. It wasn't very late, like 10, 15 minutes, but really? Marianne Hobbs was on. Introducing Metro Station instead of him.
So, lovely, Maryam.
Yeah. I just wondered if you did anything to him, whatever. So.
I didn't do anything. What? Like what?
Well, he was late. He's never late. He's a really good
Knock
boy.
Knock him out? What?
No. 10 minutes isn't bad, believe me, being late on that show. I woke up at 9 o'clock once.
Only once?
I slept through the whole of my show and the breakfast show. Brilliant. Lovely sleep, though. Anyway.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is Dan in London, said about the time I was stuck in my shower and didn't quite make it for the show one day.
You were stuck in your shower?
How'd you get stuck in a shower?
It was,
Also, how does Dan know that you were stuck in your shower?
I've never seen a shower with a lock on it.
I told the story on air, chappers.
Oh, okay.
It was Saturday morning, actually, quite a few years ago, and the latch just got stuck, and I couldn't get out, and I was trying to get out, but then I thought the kind of glass would smash. So
who has a latch on their shower?
No,
do you get many people trying to jump in with you to lock them out?
One of the nails that was kind of in the shower.
You nailed
door.
Yourself in the shower?
No.
This is making itself very strange.
One
bathroom.
Of the nails in the shower door got stuck in the door and it wouldn't open. I was like pushing it like that. Anyway, that was a long time ago. Why are we mentioning this?
Well, you brought it up. Mm. I didn't even see the text.
Hmm. Looks like. So I went to the Oxford Union.
Yeah.
Yesterday, which is why I wasn't here. What a lovely bunch of people, though. Really nice. I was expecting them to be a bit, I don't know, a bit scary. But they weren't.
Scary in what way?
Well, they're very clever, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I thought they might be a little bit more intelligent than me.
Well, no, surely not.
And they were, but they were very nice.
Okay.
I need to mention some people. Paddy, Connor, Sarah, Millie, Emily, Holly, and Charlie, the president of the union.
Yeah, okay, what did they do for you?
They were just nice.
All right, okay.
James has been on saying, I saw you at the Oxford Union last night. You were much better than Barry from EastEnders, who came last year.
Oh, he was last year.
Thank you.
I thought it was a debate between the two of you.
No.
That'd have been brilliant. What a meeting of minds that would have been.
And Kelly's been on saying, I hope we weren't all too scary and bookish. Lol. No, it was really nice. And it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be. I just don't do speeches, really, and I had to stand in this big room and talk about radio and stuff and my career.
Right. So how long did that last?
About 10 minutes.
You right. Didn't take your sweaty towel, did you?
No, I didn't, no.
Good.
What,
we were
gigs?
Worried about you yesterday. We thought you might turn up with your CDs and your towel
no.
And start throwing it at people.
No.
Did you then do a gig for them?
No.
All right.
They gave you, a tour beforehand, okay? So when you get there, they're like, right, here's the union. It's an amazing building, okay? And there's pictures from years ago of all the people that have given speeches, which really puts you at ease, because there's people like Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Mother Teresa, Dalai Lama, John Bon Jovi, all the greats. And but then I was reassured, because I was halfway down the stairs, looking still at some of the pictures, and I was like, oh, I saw Dr. Fox in one of them. I was like, oh, thank God for that. And you know, in years to come, someone is going to see a picture of me while they're walking down the stairs and think, oh, thank God for that.
I see, that's happened to me already, that feeling.
What?
In a club in Inverness.
Oh, yeah?
There's a picture of you on the wall as having played there.
When you went, oh, thank God
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, phew, it'll be all right.
The pressure's not on now.
An awful jumper you had on.
Did I?
Yeah.
Anyway. That was a long time ago. Jodie Marsh has done it as well, and the Cheeky Girls. Apparently that was packed.
They did it together, did they?
No, they're no. Separate ones.
Right.
And I was really worried because obviously they are well clever and I was thinking, oh God, what are the questions going to be like? Because my speech didn't go on that long. I dried up a bit, to be honest. So I was like, okay, any questions? And I was expecting something, really kind of question they probably wouldn't understand or be able to answer. And the most popular question was, when are you going to do some more calls with that angry pizza man? From about 5 years ago. Oh, are you going to do another One Night with Laura with Becky? Do you find it worrying that these people are future leaders of the...
No, not at all. No.
They're all very nice.
Apparently, according to somebody on the text, you're the first ever person to have spoken to the Oxford Union and mentioned the word boobs in your speech.
Oh, yeah, there was that. Oh, that was another question. Do you still sign girls' boobs at gigs?
Right.
So she started it, not me.
Okay, I believe you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So about this time yesterday, I was in the hotel in Oxford, yeah, getting ready, feeling a bit nervous, yes?
Yes.
And I needed to put some finishing touches to my speech. I needed to put a few more quips and anecdotes
okay.
in.
Okay.
Right? So I go down to the hotel reception, I'm like, hi, have you got some kind of, you know, sometimes...
Have you got any anecdotes?
No. Hi, have you got any anecdotes I can use? I'm running a bit thin.
Right.
No, I was like... Have you got... You know, they sometimes have a room with a computer and you can go online, like a business room. Do you have a business room? They're like, no, we don't. I was like, oh, right, okay. Well, I just need to print something off and, like, just make some changes to this Word document. They were like, well, you can use one of the reception computers, if you like. Because it was like one of those boutique hotels where it's not one long reception. There's, like, three separate desks.
Right.
So I get to sit behind one of the desks, like I'm on reception. Putting the finishing touches to my speech. I now want to be a hotel receptionist.
Right.
You see so much stuff. I was in there about, what, half an hour, 40 minutes? You see so much stuff and hear so many great things.
Like, what did you see then?
Well, it's just the general inquiries that people have. I mean, I just think it would be different every day. I think it'd be really interesting.
Did people actually treat you like you were a receptionist?
They thought I was the receptionist, yes, they did. So there were people coming up going, excuse me, yeah, can you we're in the toilet? And I knew, so I was like, yeah, just there on the right.
You do have a look of a hotel receptionist about you.
Do I?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well-groomed.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
So, yeah, I was just happily there on reception. People were like... Some man from Norway came down and said, hello, do you have an adapter for Norway to English? And I was like, I'll just ask my colleague. It was like I was on the reception. And when the phone rang, I really wanted to answer it.
Right.
But I didn't. I wasn't allowed, obviously, because I wasn't working there. I think I'd be quite good. Right, imagine you're in my hotel now, okay? Right, and you're in my reception.
Yeah.
Okay, right, walk up to me.
Hi.
Hello, sir. Are you checking in with us today?
Yes, I believe I am.
Certainly. Okay, so if I could just... What do you say then?
I'd find a new hotel quickly.
Actually, thanks for the offer. I've just changed my mind. I've got it wrong. I'm in the one round the corner.
Okay, now ring me for some room service. Hello, room service.
Hi. Hello. Have some room service, please.
Yes, what would you like from the menu, sir?
What would you recommend?
Well, no, you've got the menu there, so just why not...
Yeah, but you work here. What would you recommend?
Choose something.
Sandwich. Hmm? Club sandwich is always good.
I'd recommend the club sandwich.
Okay. Could I have a tuna melt, please?
You'd like a tuna melt?
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid, sir, the kitchen is closed at the moment. Maybe I can... Oh, actually, I could make you a sandwich.
No, you're all right, thanks. I'm going to go to that hotel around the corner.
I can't do a tuna melt.
What can you do then?
I'm just going to get your loaf of bread out on reception and start buttering up.
Also, you must... What?
No, nothing.
You must see some brilliant, like, dodgy behaviour going on in those hotel lobbies as well. It'd be great for gossip. Ring me up again. Go on.
What? Hello.
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 Hi, sir.
Hi.
It's getting to that time of the evening. Would you like to try my turndown service?
Oh, no, you're all right, thanks. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Katie's been on from Wigan saying, hi, Scott, just to let you know, Mills, working in a hotel is nothing like Hotel Babylon off the telly. Trust me, Katie, Wigan. Oh, is it not? Apparently it has to do with quite a lot of complaints.
Right.
But you do get really good gossip.
Well, I was about to start complaining over not being able to have a tuna melt then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What would you like instead?
No, can we stop role-playing, please? I don't like
I
it.
I quite like it. Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. So I was on the hotel reception yesterday in the hotel I was staying at in Oxford. I was putting some finishing touches to my speech for the Oxford Union because they didn't have like a business room. So they just let me sit behind one of the reception desks and I felt an immense feeling of like power.
Belonging.
Power, and it was really cool. And you get to see so many and hear so many good conversations.
Did they give you a name badge?
No, I was obviously just doing my speech.
Okay.
Someone was in the reception yesterday and said, oh, that bloke by reception looks like Scott Mills. It was me. Thanks for your text. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. How can
Hi.
I help?
I work in a hotel and I've seen all sorts of going on weekend. You wouldn't believe the way people drop their standards when they're not at home.
Okay, what kind of people? Are they on, like, stag weekends and stuff?
Yeah, we get lots of stags and lots of hens on a weekend.
Do you think it's the kind of job that I could maybe move into when this all goes wrong?
You could quite possibly appreciate it.
OK, what kind of thing happened?
Well, we have dancing on reception desks, men's waggly bits in your face, which, you know, isn't always worth it.
Well, I don't think I'd like that.
No, lots of, how do I say it? Lady love going on in corridors. I've spotted on a couple of occasions.
Lady love in corridors?
Yeah.
Men wiggling their waggly bits at you on dance on reception?
It
sounds rubbish.
You know, sure, this is a hotel you work at? Yeah?
This is a hotel, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and I bet you hear some great gossip as well, don't you?
Yes.
I bet you do.
I lots of it.
I quite like it.
And I'd never kiss and tell, though.
Well, we just
you've just broken that rule straight away.
Okay, well, when it all goes wrong and they realise that we're actually not very good, I think it's something I could go into.
Is that the kind of hotel you'd like to work at?
Scott, I would love to give you a job.
Would you?
Oh, definitely.
Are you the kind of are you the person that makes that decision?
Yes, I am. Am I?
No, you're not. You just made that
up. Made that up completely.
Yeah, that was the worst lie ever.
Yes, I am. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right then, so some of these misconnections, these are real adverts that have been placed. See if any of these might be you. And if you're looking for a partner at the moment, you never know, you might find true love. Does anyone else like me look through these and think, oh, that fits my description a bit?
No.
An ego boost, you know?
I do sometimes.
Do you?
Well, I have been, yeah, because when I first saw them in the newspaper, I was like, oh, who writes these? And then I did think, oh, well, maybe about me.
Maybe I've been spotted.
Haven't
You're seen looking it. To see whether they're talking about you. He isn't making you look through them to see if other ones are talking about him.
No.
Right.
Anyway, see if someone of your description turns up in one of these.
You are a nurse in Royal London Hospital.
Okay. Ooh, nurse.
I was a patient, February, March 2008. Saw you again after that in a chicken shop at Brick Lane. If you see this, can we meet for a coffee?
So that's quite specific, isn't it?
Right.
I'm not being funny, but is she really going to remember you working in a hospital? You were a patient there a year ago. I think how many people go into the hospital?
Yeah, but not many people go into chicken shops, do they? Yeah. Can I actually... Now, this may seem like
not
a stupid...
Not many people go into chicken shops?
Well, that's where he also said that he'd seen her in a chicken shop.
I think a lot of people do go to chicken shops.
I think they do.
Well, hang on. Now, this may seem like a silly question, but what is a chicken shop?
Well, I took it to mean like a fried chicken shop.
Oh, right.
Like Dallas and that.
Okay.
Dallas.
Dallas.
Chicken cottage, etc.
And the Colonel.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Not a shop that sells chickens.
No.
Like a specialist pet shop.
No.
How many times have you seen one of them?
No, but that's my point.
Last time you saw a chicken shop? She'd be easy to track down.
Well, that's what I was thinking. What?
God. Next.
Bearded man reading Shantaram.
Ooh, what's that?
You were the bearded man wearing white Chuck Taylors and sitting on the bench, waiting for the Bakerloo line, heading northbound at Waterloo. I walked up, also sporting a beard, and wearing a checkered blazer and pink jumper, and I was also holding a bouquet of flowers. I thought we may have exchanged a few glances, but as we got on the train and sat on opposite ends, I let it slide. When I looked over, however, you were absorbed in the book Shantaram, which totally took my breath away, as I am currently reading the same book. I should have talked to you, but, alas, my stop came up and I got off at Warwick Avenue. Want to chat about Shantaram over coffee sometime?
Oh, that's the beginning of a song.
It's a bit
right
of a long-winded advert, that, isn't it?
Do you know what?
Two fans of Shantaram, though.
I presume it's two men, this.
No, because when I first heard it, the way they say I was also sporting a beard made me think it might have been a lady with some, like... With an attachment.
With an attachment?
like a fake beard.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just probably two blokes. That's fine.
But that's the image that came into my head.
What? I might get Shantaram. It sounds good.
Are you thinking...
Oh, it's taken me so... I've been reading it for like the last 2 years. It's so big. Don't even start it. It's really is so big.
Do you think it might have been
you?
No, it's not me. I could not be out with my fake beard.
Could it have been Duffy in disguise?
What are you saying about Duffy? She hasn't got a beard.
No, but that's what I'm saying. In disguise. Right. So she wore a false beard because she always gets connected with Warwick Avenue, was what I was saying.
Next.
You slim, long dark hair, black bag, on at Holborn and off at St. Paul's. Quite simply, the most beautiful girl I have ever, ever laid eyes on in my life. Even if I never see you again, I will still die a happy man, knowing you simply exist.
What was that at the end?
That is just wrong.
Looking for the stunning brunette in black, eating cookies on the Central Line tube on Sunday afternoon. Should have bought you a bite to eat. Kiss, kiss.
Aren't
sad face.
Do you notice his food's mentioned? Becky went, oh.
She sounds brilliant there, doesn't she? Stunning brunette eating cookies.
Cookies, yeah.
It's my kind of girl.
Uh-huh.
Train to London Paddington.
Was it you, actually?
Before I had my hair done.
Train to London Paddington. Arrived 7:25, Friday the 6th of March.
Oh, this is quite good. Yeah, go on.
No, that's the exact train. My mum came up to see me this weekend, and that's the exact train that she got.
This could be your mum that's been spotted.
Go.
Okay.
You got on and sat next to me. I was wearing a red jacket. You spoke to me, and I didn't know what to talk to you about. Wish I had now.
What's your mum been doing?
I don't know. I don't think she'd be that forward on the train, but I'm going to email her and find out.
Could you, please? Exactly the same train, that, yeah?
Is she more forward? Is she more forward in other situations?
On other forms of public transport?
She's fine. On
a bus. Blimey, you ought to see her. Girl.
To the ginger woman in a neck brace on the Piccadilly line Friday night. You wouldn't let me help with your bag. Drink? Guy in long coat.
Now that must be easy to narrow down, mustn't it?
Again.
To the ginger woman in a neck brace on the Piccadilly line Friday night. You wouldn't let me help with your bag. Drink? Guy in long coat.
You'd know if that was you, wouldn't you?
There can be no mistake with that one.
That one is easy to track down. Now, we have put an advert in ourselves this week.
Okay.
We put one in various publications around the country. And you can find out who replied to that advert next. Do you want to hear the ad?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Me, the brunette Kelly Brook lookalike, who spilled her coffee in Starbucks, Great Portland Street. You, the older fat man who smelled of fish. You were carrying a dead dog under your arm. Wish I asked your name. Get in touch. Katie, kiss.
Oh, let's just find out what kind of people would reply to that next.
You, the older fat man who smelled of fish.
Good morning.
You were carrying a dead dog under your arm. Wish I asked your name.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know the ginger woman in the neck brace?
Yes.
It's like Avid Marion, isn't it?
It does a little bit, yeah.
Now, we put one of our adverts in. One of these adverts for misconnections. Now, ours was very specific.
Me, the brunette Kelly Brook lookalike, who spilled her coffee in Starbucks, Great Portland Street. You, the older fat man who smelled of fish. You were carrying a dead dog under your arm. Wish I asked your name. Get in touch. Katie, kiss.
Now, that's our advert that we put in publications across the UK. Thing is, right, anyone replying to this must know that it's not them that it's talking about, but obviously it's the lure of the Kelly Brook lookalike.
That's the attractive bit, yeah.
But would that make men admit that they smell of fish?
Or be carrying a dead dog?
They must know it's not them, but would they reply? Hmm. And the answer is, yes, they would. Here is a reply that we've had to that advert.
Hi, Katie. I'm so glad I saw your advert. It's really cheered me up since the death of my dog. He was a companion for many years. My life has seemed empty since. I'm definitely up for meeting up. Let me know when and where, and I'll be there. TTFN.
See? Got quite a few replies.
Yeah.
Would you go out with a Kelly Brook lookalike?
Yes.
That you're an old...
End of it.
No.
End of story.
Admit that you're an old fat man that smelt of fish with a dead dong on his arm?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one.
Hello, Katie. I must confess that I'm not the old fat fishy man with a dead animal. I'm his friend. He wanted me to let you know that he's actually attached at the moment, but thanks for your interest. I, however, am available to meet up for drinks, dinner, maybe more. Please get in touch. I'll make it worth your while.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
God, he does go sinister at the end of these, does Hugh, quite a lot.
Got another one.
That was me. I noticed you too, babes. I thought we maybe had a bit of a connection when we made eye contact. I must point out that I don't carry dead animals with me a lot. I'm actually a stuntman, and I'm working on a new action film. The poor dog sadly got in the way, so I was on my way to give it a decent send-off. The smell of fish could have been from a scene I was filming, which involved me wrestling a crocodile. Let's hook up. Kiss.
I'm hoping for some more replies as well.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
I think you'll find I've got a couple of situations here. Quick game of Oh, What's Occurring? Just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Well, I was at Oxford yesterday, so what happened? Did you do the game?
No.
You didn't do the game?
No.
Okay, good. All right, well, who's winning then?
Me,
can you remember?
I think. Quiz
champion further back
me.
Than 48 hours?
I can't even. No, I can't remember
I don't
Mondays.
Even know my own name.
Oh, shut up, it's me.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
fine.
Cheat?
No, it is me.
Okay. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Edith Bowman?
She isn't texting somebody for an answer, is she?
No.
This is so unfair.
Yeah, Edith Bowman, yeah.
Edith Bowman, yeah. She's on before us.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who she interviewed this week?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
And Owen Wilson.
Yeah, all right, why do you spoil it?
If you're gonna,
why did you ask us the question?
Yeah.
Why are you so obsessed with Jennifer Aniston right now?
I don't know, I just love her.
Why?
Greg told me off yesterday because I was meant to be listening to what he was talking about and I was reading a magazine with loads of Jennifer Aniston pictures in it.
Why obsessed?
I don't know, I just love her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll pass.
Do you remember Owen Wilson came in here once?
Yeah.
Didn't make any eye contact with us.
Well, no, he didn't to start with.
And about 20 minutes in.
And we thought he was going to be a nightmare. He was going to be really rude. But then he kind of warmed up a bit.
He's
by
very
the
funny.
End, he was all right, wasn't
yeah.
he? He was very funny.
Just
yeah.
didn't want to look at us first of all, did he?
Edith said something similar, I think. I think he's just quite shy.
Yeah. Anyway, they've got a new film out, Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston, and it's called Marley and Me. It's about a dog. Did you know that?
I did know that, because I've seen the trail.
It's quite radical kind of departure for Jennifer Aniston, because she's never made a film like this before, ever. It's kind of like Along Came Polly 2.
Is
That's
it?
My review.
Right.
I don't know, do I? Anyway.
What happened in Along Came... Was there a dog in Along Came Polly?
Oh, no, it was a different animal in Along Came Polly.
Oh, no, it wasn't, because I saw this.
Get confused
I
with?
Saw this by chance on ITV one night.
What was the animal
well,
again?
Wasn't this
a
film you were going to come round and watch in bed with me the last
hey?
20 minutes?
What? No.
You were going to come round and watch
no, that was the Tom Hanks airport
oh,
one.
Oh, it was, yeah. Right, anyhow.
What's going on? What are you on about?
She said she wanted to come round and watch a film with me, but I'd taped it in my bedroom, not in my lounge.
This is actually happening.
Yeah.
So yes, and I didn't want to go see it. Because he's got those windows
right,
in his room.
Shut up. Right, Edith was... Right, I think the music's run out now. Edith was chatting, right, with Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson. It's a very funny interview.
Right.
It's on the movie blog. You can watch it now on Edith's pages at Radio 1 Online.
Right.
Edith found it hilarious. In fact, she puts on her blog, it was quite a funny experience. But how funny was it? How many times... No, how much of the interview was Edith laughing for, do you think? With Jennifer Aniston and
How
Owen
much
Wilson?
Of the interview?
Yeah, how long?
1 minute, 10 seconds.
Becky?
30 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the hilarious Edith Bowman, Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson interview.
It happens.
You should commit to me now.
It was like a...
You know...
rescued him from show business, Walker, who yeah. had a... You know, that was... Like...
so much.
this
Orb,
Orb.
Orb.
That name. You
know, you hear...
I was just going to say...
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
A fine line, I guess.
I had to
yeah.
speedily answer.
Yeah, like,
she's thinking, I was like,
nice.
It's dead funny, that. Have a look at it on the Radio 1 Online. It's on video. The answer was 42 yeah. seconds, Becky.
Oh. What's occurring?
Next one. You know Rob Brydon?
Yeah.
He's a funny bloke. He was in here the other day with Nessa, with Ruth Jones off Gavin and Stacey. He's quite a good impressionist. I didn't know that before.
Did
as
you?
Well, no, I didn't. As well as being funny and also a great singer. Oh, it was on the stream. But can you remember how many impressions he did while he was here on the show the other day? That's my question to you. How many impressions did Rob Brydon do when he was on?
Impressions or accent?
Impressions.
Right, okay. Five.
Becklaw?
Tom... He only did Tom Jones and Toby Wogan. Three.
You wrote that answer down, so I just snapped your pen.
Three.
No, he did his taxi driver as well.
Okay. Oh, why are you here?
What, did you not say five? I'm going to say four.
Oh, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Rob Brydon's amazing World of Impressions.
Well, I don't think I need to tell you what a terrible year it's been for the financial industry in Scotland. Here's your host, Rob Brydon.
One. That's him doing the awards show, bloke.
Host, yeah.
Liam Gallagher. All right.
Two. Liam Gallagher. Aye.
He sounds more like Ringo Starr now. If you listen to Gary Barlow talking, I always imagine Gary Barlow when he's talking. It's as if he's arranging to pick his kids up from youth club. I'll be outside at 9. If you're not out in time, you're grounded, you little whippersnappers.
Gary Barlow, 3.
Isn't that 4, though? Because he did Ringo Starr as well.
Okay, 4.
You spin me round, round, baby, right round.
Was it
like
in the
a
80s?
Record, baby.
Yeah.
Pete Burns, Dead or Alive, and you spin me round, round, been redone now with the modern flavour and fat beats taking it on the street. Check it out, going to see you all this Saturday night down the crazy Papa Loco Club in central Bristol. Take it up.
JK and Joel there. So is that 6 now?
Are you counting them as a 2?
JK and Joel, that's 6. Only joking. Next.
Oh, I'm Tom. Oh, Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone grey. What's happened? That happened after he worked with us. I don't know if the two things are connected.
Tom Jones, 7.
Or as Terry Wogan would say, Franz Ferdinand.
Terry Wogan, 8.
Now, when Robin Gibb does the backing vocals, for some reason he turns into a pirate. Robin Gibb goes... Highlands in the sea, that is what... This isn't pirate-like. No. What we are, no one in between. And then he goes, we rely on each other, arhar.
How many is that?
Well, that's another 2, isn't it? Because that's a pirate and Robin Gibb.
How many?
Oh, I don't know, you're keeping count. You're 9. The quiz master.
9. My pen ran out. 9.
Oh, I know what you guys are saying.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
10.
I recognise you. And he said, you were the one where you are in the gym with the fat guy.
A cab driver makes it 11.
11, wow.
So it's 1-1 today on Oh, What's Occurring.
But Becky probably cheated by texting, so I win.
So Chappers wins.
Oh.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for the Honesty Game on Radio 1. You ask us anything you want, and we have to answer it. And today it features Chappers, Becky, and Radio 1, and Countdown's Colin Murray. Hi.
Do you not have a proper sound effect for this?
What do you mean?
Like what's occurring? Is there not even someone going, oh, the Honesty Game?
I do have this.
Well, Anne and Kirk, you can take a break from the action just for a moment because...
Don't play anymore. I'll give you 20.
From Colin Murray, our guest today. What's it going to be, Colin?
No, you don't get to hear the anecdote. Why? Would that spoil it?
No, that was from Monday. It's great. I've no shame in it. I love the programme.
Yeah,
take
I
a break
agree.
From the action just for a moment because it's time to hear a little anecdote from Colin Murray, our guest today. What's it going to be, Colin?
Well, Jeff, let me tell you a story about Saturday night there. Got a bit drunk, met this girl. Bit porky.
anyway,
kind of anecdotes.
Is that what you say?
Jeff likes those kind of anecdotes.
No, is that what you say?
He's a lovely man. No, you just tell little stories that aren't offensive, that are a bit fun.
Oh, okay. You ready, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First question. Hello?
All right.
What's your question then?
What's occurring?
The question is you walk about and you see these people that, you know, just normal guys. Trying so hard to get, you know, good girls are all the good looking, but they go for ugly wee guys for some reason. That was my question. You did ask my question.
What's the question?
Why do ugly guys get hot girls?
Why do ugly guys get hot girls?
Yeah.
Okay, and who do you want to ask that to?
Who do I want to ask to?
Yeah. Do you want Colin?
Yeah, whoever.
Whoever, okay.
Cheers, thanks for the vote of confidence.
I don't think they do really.
No, I just don't think we're in a position to say a man's that good looking. You know, when a girl goes, "Oh, he's hot," and her mate goes, "Yeah, he is," and you go, "What?" And you don't get it because you're heterosexual. I think it's hard to say if you're heterosexual. I can appreciate a good looking guy, you know, some things, but it's all taste. I think it's quite cheap, really, to think that a guy has to be perfect to be the perfect girl. It'd be a horrible world if we all paired off, you know, into our own division.
Thanks for that.
Exactly.
Look at Choppers. I agree. I've seen you with some good looking girls. Like.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm just saying, good work.
Yeah.
I don't really know why that obviously wasn't really an honesty game question, but thanks anyway for
Surely
calling in.
Becky should answer why. Yeah. Why yeah. Hot girls?
Well,
why
I'm not
ugly
a hot girl?
Why
why would I know?
No, oh. But you can answer. I mean, yeah, no, no.
Okay.
I didn't mean it like.
Oh. 1 minute he wants me to come around and watch films in his bed, the next minute he thinks I'm not all that.
Good. Let's just move on, shall we? Hi, Helen.
Hiya.
What's your question then?
I just want to know, what was the last thing that made you cry and why?
Okay, Becky, first of all.
Oh, God, I know what mine is.
No, mine's a bit serious. I'm not... it's a bit silly.
Last thing that made you cry and why?
Oh, I think it was when my face swelled up because I had a bad headache. And I had to come into work.
Your face went massive.
And then Trevor Nelson said, "Oh, your head's gone down." I think I cried when he said I had a fat head.
What, so it was my fault?
Yeah.
So I said you had a fat head and you cried. Yeah. Oh, I feel really bad now.
What? Is your serious?
Mine's not fun to hear.
Right,
it's,
okay,
it,
right.
I can
well,
say it. It's
I don't
just
think
not
you should
fun.
Say it then if it's not fun.
It's not like a, it's not a big secret or anything.
What was, what's yours?
I remember.
Do you want mine?
Yeah.
I know exactly what mine was. When the guy who was lived in New Zealand and born in New Zealand but came over and now lives over here in Devon, when he won MasterChef.
Because it was an amazing journey
that he'd gone on, and I was, and he's got three kids, and it was a big thing for his family, and I, and it was. I nearly swore at Colin then. Anyhow, but it was a bit. It had been a very long journey over the whole of the final and the semi-finals the week before, and it was emotional.
Did you not cry at that video online of Chris Morris getting the top of Kilimanjaro?
I haven't seen that
okay,
video.
Okay, don't
yet.
Watch that. That's a weepy.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that is actually.
I'm still getting over the MasterChef winner.
Do yours, Colin?
Oh, I can, well, if you want.
Well, no, because now it's going to make me look
no,
sort
mine,
of trite.
No, mine'll kill the mood. Mine'll kill the mood.
Okay, I don't really have one.
No, it's because you're inhuman.
I have no sensitive side.
You probably never cried. At some stage of your life, you get to like 50 and you just be like, it'll all come out at once. Yeah. All that pent up aggression and
it's
anger.
Not, it's not manly to cry.
I used to cry a lot more than I do these days.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
That was the wine.
Actually, that was the one.
A lot of the
after
time.
The clinic.
Yeah.
You cry a lot less.
I do. Anyway, any more questions then? That wasn't very successful, that last one. 811, apart from the MasterChef. 811-99, anything you want to ask, we'll answer it honestly. Podcast. Today, our special guest is Radio 1 and Countdown's Colin Murray. On the Honesty Game.
Special guest. What are you talking about?
When are you back on it? Because the horse racing's on at the moment. So
no one else is free.
When's it back on? I know.
Next week, Monday, right. Monday to Thursday.
Right.
3:25.
Yeah.
Channel 4.
No, I was asking because it's Cheltenham at the moment and that means there's no counter.
Yeah, it's off for 4 days. Yeah.
Excellent. Hi, Kev.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you tonight?
Just on my way back to Stoke now from work.
What's your question?
I'd like to know, for the whole team, what your guilty television pleasure is. What programme do you watch on the telly that you perhaps don't want everyone to know about?
I've got one, I don't mind saying. Pop Goes the Band on Living TV.
Oh, dear. Mm. I've only got TV back after a year and two months.
It's a show where really old pop stars have to do kind of one final last gig. This week featuring... Cleopatra, and they get surgery. They have their boobs done and stuff, and have Botox to make them look better than they did before. They lose a bit of weight, get a personal trainer, and then they have to do a gig. But the thing is, the gig's really rubbish at the end. It's like in a village hall in front of 20 people. And it's like, what was the point of that? Anyway, that's my favourite.
Well, yes, Sky Plus the Boris Gardner one for us. I'd like to see that. See that.
No. Next week. Him? It's Bucks Fizz next week.
They're not really past. Cheryl Baker was very successful. She did record breakers. And
I saw a photo of Bucks Fizz the other day. I can't remember why, but there's one girl in Bucks Fizz who looks 30 years younger than the other three.
Yeah, that's
true. Who's that then?
So that's Shelley.
That's Shelley.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other two, you know, the skirt thing that they did.
Yeah.
With the velvet, they did that. Now the hip would come out with it. They're that old.
They did. But,
you know, God love them.
Yeah. So that's my little guilty pleasure on television.
I've only got TV back, so it would only be the last week, because I did a year without TV. It was great fun.
Was it good?
Yeah, and straight away settled straight back into the routine of flicking through rubbish. Anything with Sheriff John Bunnell in it.
Yeah.
Just for his puns.
Yeah, he's good.
You know, this guy crashed into the side of the road. Now the only side of the road he'll be in is the one running along the side of the state penitentiary. You know? It's always the worst pun in this on prison. You
he
know?
Is good.
I like that.
Well, I would... embarrassingly, I suppose, America's...
Don't say when sport goes bad.
No, although the voiceover is very good on that. America's Next Top Model, I appear to have caught on two or three occasions.
Oh, okay, because you were up late one night.
I was
night.
Up very late one night, and it was on at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and the only other thing I could find was Wonder Woman, and I wasn't really that interested in Wonder Woman. So I watched America's Next Top Model, which...
The one with the big T-file? The woman with the big T-file?
Yeah. What, America's Next Top Model? Yeah. But I was very confused.
Isn't there a man in it?
Yeah, well, this was the one I watched. The man got kicked out. And I was very... It was like, as I say, it was like half three in the morning. I was very confused by the end of it.
That doesn't work, does it? Is that something, Becky, that women would watch, you know, like an America's Next Top Model, it was men instead of women? Would you not prefer to watch the women one, almost, for the bitchiness?
Yeah, probably.
Although, that's what Vernon came from. Do you remember?
What, America's Next Top...
Bolton's Next Top Model, no. He was first on telly. He was like a boys' modelling programme.
I used to have pictures of him on my walls. He used to be in Ms. Magazine when I was little.
What, he was pretending to be a woman?
No, he was a model. Yes, I had pictures of Vernon dressed as a woman on my bedroom when I was 12.
Do you have pictures of Vernon Coe on your walls?
Yeah.
Ah, when he was in that model programme. Yeah. That's nice. Would you now?
No, I still don't. I don't.
When you were 12, behave yourself. You must have been about 17.
Yeah, okay. It was last week. I've taken them down.
What's your one? You're blatantly going to have a good one.
Shaun the Sheep. I'm quite addicted to that at the moment.
It's all right, then.
Or Jeeves and Wooster, which I shouldn't really like, but I do. It's off of the olden days.
What?
You can watch it on ITV3.
What happens in that?
It's a programme about a scatty man and then Stephen Fry's his butler, and they just get up to all sorts of mischief. Yeah,
it's an old show. It's good.
Is it good?
UK Gold job, that one.
Yeah. They get not all that sorts sort of
funny business with Stephen Fry.
He gets in trouble and Stephen Fry helps him out.
Sounds like a sitcom to me.
Right, should we do some more? Is that it? Let me just ask the one that doesn't speak. We're going to do some more in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The producers of Shaun the Sheep have been on.
Yeah.
Saying that that they like what Becky said, and would you like to come for a visit of the studio? They're making Shaun the Sheep Series 2 right now.
Amazing.
Would you like that, wouldn't you?
I thought for a minute they might be offering me a walk-on part, but then I thought that might be a bit ridiculous. Like, it's got loads of plasticine and then me.
I've never seen it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is there no real people in it?
No, it's all plasticine.
I think it's safe to say they're not going to let you go on it.
Have America's Next Top Model been on?
No, not as yet, no.
Mike, it's very, very cruel to her.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, you know, don't be so cruel.
Kate's been on saying, what's the most embarrassing outfit you've been photographed in? What were you wearing and where was it featured? A wedding dress at a recent wedding disco that I had to DJ at. It was looking back, it was a really bad idea.
You can see that on Unofficial Mails.
Oh, brilliant, thanks for that, yeah.
Or Greg James's blog.
That's the most embarrassing, is it?
Yeah.
More embarrassing than when you did that six-pack challenge but didn't really do it, and in your before photo had a hairy chest, and in the after photo just shaved it off.
That's not an outfit, is it? That's not an outfit.
Oh, at that time you were down your underwear when we played strip poker. Do you remember that?
Oh, jeez.
Is there actual pictures of that?
No, there are no pictures of that, believe me.
You've gone so red.
That was a long game, though, wasn't it?
It was a long game.
You weren't there.
No, I know. Collins told me lots of times.
Oh, jeez. I don't think I was just in my pants.
Well, you weren't the only one.
No, really not. let's not discuss it.
Okay.
Look at the fear.
Oh, jeez. Becky?
Rescue him.
These skinny legs and all.
No, I can't. I don't know. I never wear anything embarrassing. Chappers?
You're rubbish today.
Either the,
she give you Shaun the Sheep. What do you want?
Either just the orange boxer shorts that I was photographed in for testicular
okay,
cancer.
Okay, let's move right along from this.
Or as a prostitute in a school play.
Oh, yeah.
What school was that? children?
We've been through this so many times.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, is it going to be? No. It's a prostitute's tale. We do it every year.
Band of Gold, the musical.
To Colin from Safi, do you like Seal?
So what, is in Solitary Brother? Is there...
Seal.
Is there you a part of me that wants to... What was it? I wasn't a big fan of Adamski, really, but I liked Seal. You know, he released...
Kiss from a Rose?
He kind of went off. I'll give him Killer, that's a good tune. Right. But, and if she means the actual animals, I don't really have an opinion either way.
All right. One more quick fire. Have you ever come into work wearing underwear of the opposite sex?
Just this morning, right? Because I'm running low on underwear. Right? I was down to my last pair because I need to go to the laundrette, and I was thinking, should I keep them? Should I wear them today, or should I keep them for tomorrow and go al fresco?
Right.
So I was having a shower this morning, and I was thinking about it. It's not strictly wearing someone else's underwear, but it was. And I thought, I wonder what it'd be like to go into work, you know, do a radio show with just nothing on underneath. But then I thought it'd be terrible if I went to the bathroom and left my flies open, and then my producer seemed a wee willy winky. So I decided to wear them.
What are you going to do tomorrow, then? So tomorrow you will be...
I'll probably just buy some. That's not very exciting.
I've never done that.
No, I've never done that.
Never.
I have. I think if you... Do you remember that time...
It's different for girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they do... Boxer shorts are a bit big, aren't they? And they make you... They're a bit saggy.
Yeah. Have you ever worn no underwear to work?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you remember that time when I started going out with my boyfriend and kept forgetting... I kept forgetting to take a bag of change of clothes, and you said it was too early for me to have my own drawer.
Oh yeah,
so I couldn't have any fresh pants.
So you just didn't leave your pants on his floor and come to work with nothing on?
Yeah.
Wow, we must have had quite a collection.
Radio 1. I don't like this game.
I love it.
I like it. Thanks, Colin. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.